I obtained a copy of Man and Superman, the play Pierce referred to, and read it. It was first performed in 1905 in London and has been a theater staple ever since. Coincidentally, a successful run of the play was about to end in Washington at the time I talked to Pierce about it, and I was able to drive over from West Virginia to catch a performance before the play closed. Man and Superman was written by the renowned conservationist, critic, satirist, pundit, and playwright, George Bernard Shaw. Shaw was born in 1856 in Dublin and died in 1950. Man and Superman is a long play, about 3.5 hours. Often Act 3 is performed as a separate piece called Don Juan in Hell, and this is what Pierce listened to on the record. After reading and seeing the play, it became clear what it was about this particular play that captured Pierce's imagination at that time in his life. The central question the play explores is the very one that Pierce himself was confronting. What is the most important thing to do with one's life? And not only was the question relevant to Pierce's life at that point, the answer Shaw gives to that question through this play had a great appeal to Pierce, and that was to give your all to being a force of nature, so to speak. In prefatory remarks to the published version of the play, Shaw wrote, "This is the true joy in life, the being used for a purpose recognized by yourself as a mighty one, the being thoroughly worn out before you are thrown on the scrap heap, the being a force of nature instead of a feverish, selfish little clod of ailments and grievances complaining that the world will not devote itself to making you happy. And also the only real tragedy in life is being used by personally minded men for purposes you recognize to be base." The idea of being worn out in the service of a mighty purpose was exactly what this bright young graduate student of California, William Pierce, had been looking for. To be continued, from Dr. Robert S. Griffin's The Fame of a Dead Man's Deeds, an up-close portrait of white nationalist William Pierce. If you have enjoyed this excerpt, please consider obtaining The Complete Fame from your bookseller.